Kum lerna b'la gemara of ayin dalad amid beis Mishnah. Kol ha-menachas ha-nasas b'keili, all those menachas that are made in a keili, like in a flat frying pan or a deep frying pan. So the tu'unas, they need oil, and it's the three different stages of putting in oil. Shloisha matanis. There's a shemen of oil. There's yitzika. Yitzika is the last stage where you pour some oil on top. Ubelila is when you mix it together. And matan shemen bekeli. And then the original oil you put into the keli. Koydin le'asiyosin before even you prepare it. Chalais. Backwards, yeah. They talk about it already. Goes in the psukim. Chalais. What about if you're making baked mencha? According to Rebbe, when do you mix the second stage with oil? You mix it chalas boilon. Once you baked into chalas, you break it into pieces and then you mix it all. And the chachamim say soilus. Before you bake it, while it's flour, you mix it. Hachalas, the chalas to unin belia. The chalas, the baked ones, require a belia. You have to mix it together. And that's where the oil goes in. But rikikin, the flat wafers, they don't mix any oil inside. It remains very flat. But meshicha, you put oil, smear oil on top. Keitzad moishchan, how do you smear oil? Kimin ki, like the key. And we discussed yesterday what that is, the letter X, the letter Tes, or Nun. V'hashar necholin lekainim, the balance goes to kainim. Says the Gemara, four lines in the bottom, Lamutim, what are we coming to exclude? Amra papa, Lamutim, minchas mafa, we're coming to exclude. You said all those that are made in the keli, and not what? Not those that are baked in an oven. Yeah, and which one are they missing? They're missing the third stage of oil, which is the yitzika. If it's baked in the oven, you don't put that little oil on top. Tell them what we learned. It says in Pasuk, V'im mincha, minchas marcheshes, if your carbon that you're making is a deep frying pan, deep fried. Carboncha is soil, is the flour, bashementas, the flour should be made in the oil. That means the oil is there first. So by marcheshes, we see the oil has to be there first. You need the oil placed in the keli, and then it says in the pasuk the karboncha by marcheshes, and it says also by mincha lamachlas. It says also the karboncha, and there it says soilus belula b'shemen, that the flour is mixed with oil. That's how we know stage two. So we compare the two to each other. L'gzei d'shove, and we learn out makan just like we have by marcheshes matan shemen b'keli. You put the oil in the keli first. Afla halon, so too by machavas in the flat frying pan matan shemen b'keli. First you put the oil in the vessel. Umala halon yitziko belula. Just like by the machavas, you have two other stages. You mix the oil together, and then you put some on top. You smear some on top. Afkan also too by marcheshes yitziko belula. Says the Gemara, "Vayter chalo is boil and divrei b'chama imisayil sayilus." Tell what we learned. So let me hold you, bake them first. Yeah, because Mashiach is written by Machavas, and we're saying Kabancha, we're comparing everything together. What about it's baked in the oven? So Rebbe holds first you bake it, and once it's baked, you break it into pieces, you mix oil into it. And then you know it's chalos boilon. And the Chacham say, no, soil is boilon. You flour, before you bake it, you mix the oil in. So the Gemara, that's what we learned. We learned it says in Pasuk, we just did, Imincha Machvas. So it says in Pasuk that the carbon, soil is below the shemen, right? The flour has to be mixed with oil. Melamed, Shaniv Leles, soil is, that comes to teach you that you mix it while it's still flour. Rebbe says, Chalos Boilon, you mix them while they're already chalos. And then there's another Pasuk, it says, Minchas Mafa, when it comes to the baking of the oven, there it says, soil is chalos matzas b'lul b'shemen. It says chalos b'lul b'shemen. When do you mix them oil? When the chalos are ready, after they're baked, and then you break them down to pieces and mix the oil in. Omrullah, they said to him, Lachme Toyda Nemme Ben Chalos. By Lachme Toyda also it says, you should bring on the carbon chalos matzas b'lul b'shemen. And v'yi efshel b'yin k'shei chalos. Impossible to mix them while the chalos. So it must be, even though it says the word chalos, it must be flour. And why is it possible? The Gemara will explain in a minute. But it must be flour. Elosaitis. So therefore they argue this, because it says chalos. By mincha, it doesn't mean that, by mincha's mafa, it doesn't mean that you have to wait till you bake it and then you break it up and fix the oil. It means even while the flour. It's keitzad oisei. So how do you do it? So there's nois in shemen bekli. This is how the Chacham say. You put oil in the keli, koidim lasiyosan, before you made it. And then you put the flour inside the oil. Venois and Shemila, you put more oil into the flour of Baila, you mix them all together. Velosha, you knead them. Meanwhile, you put water in as well. You knead them. Va'oifa, you bake them. Upoitza, and then you break it up. Venois and Allah Shem, and then you put the third level of oil on it. Ve'kaimitz. You smear the oil on top, that's called tzikah. And then you do the kemitzah. That's the rachamim. Rebbe says no. Rebbe says once they're baked, you break it up and you mix oil. So how is it done? Chalos b'ilan. You mix them up while they're already completely baked. Shenemet says chalos b'lul b'shemet. So ketzad yasa. How do you do it? The tumah on the baked mincha, the one that you bake chalos, nice and shemen b'kli. You put oil in the keli. Koydim lasiyasa before you make it. The nice thing, you place it v'losha. You knead it v'oifa. You bake it upoitza. You bake it and you poitza and you break it up. V'noisna l'shem, and you place oil. Uboila, you mix it. V'choyze v'noisna l'shemen. So it knows after it's baked, you break it down into pieces. You put it oil, you mix it together, and then you put more oil in the kaimitz. Freddy Gemara, e efshed the omer l'rabban l'rebi. Mayi l'rabban is the Rebbe. When it comes to carbon tayda, definitely cannot mean that you mix the oil after it became chalos. Why not? Why can't it mean after you make chalos, you break it up? You know why? Because there's too little oil there. You know how much oil you use by the lech, by the lachmei taida? The revius shemini. Sachakul, you only have a revius of oil. Heich mitchalek is lekamachalas. Because you have a half of a leg of oil, and half of that goes to the rekikin, and the other half goes to the 30. Matzahs that you have, and all you have is a half of a half of a log, a quarter of a log, and therefore it's impossible to do anything with it. So if it's ready, if it's flour, you just mix it in, no problem. But if it's pieces, it's impossible. There's too little oil there to mix it with pieces.
With these challahs, you have to take kohenim out of each challah, or what did you want?
Yeah.
So it's in others, when the kohenim came to it, they didn't come to actually eat the proper...
part of it. We'll see the next Mishnah about why they broke. Yeah. So right, hachalos to unas belila. So chalos, you have to mix or kick in the thin wafers. Mashicha, the last, you put the oil on top. You smear it on top. Chalos belula. Chalos can make later kick in belula, but not the matzah. I would have thought logic says kalochemim. But loy dinu luchayde kalochemim. Ma chalos shein to mashicha. Ma the chalos don't require this oil on top for smearing. And yet, to unis belila, you know, the baked ones, it requires the mixing, the kicking, the thin wafers to unin mishicha. Remember, there's two kinds of things that you make, like chalos or kicking in the oven. The kicking that the Mishnah says you do the kicking, you do mishicha, which is a requirement that you don't have by chalos. So surely the kicking ain't the din shel belila. Look, the kicking is stricter than the chalos. The king should have both. Tamalayim chalos belulas. Dafka the chalos getting the oil mixed in, the later kicking balloon. But in the swim thin wafers, you don't mix any oil in. Let me ask you a question. If I can't, the kikin meshuchin, the kikin has the oil smear on top. But like chalas meshuchin, not chalas. She yochel our thought. But like dinu luchel kavuchema. Umar the kikin thin wafers. She ain't a tunin belila. Tunin meshicha. Chalas she tunin belila. Ain't a din. Isn't a din she tunin meshicha. Tamalayim the kikin meshuchin, the chalas meshuchas. My Talmudah. So what exactly do you learn? How do we know? How do you learn out to Taka that this is strictly only Belulah, the Chalas, and the Kikin is strictly only Meshicha? Omar Rava says, we don't find anywhere written Leilishtamik Ra. We find nowhere mentioned anywhere in the Tatum when it talks a number of times about the Kar Mincha, and you never find the expression by Chalas, the word Meshuchas, and you never find by the Kikin Belulas. The Kikin is always Meshicha, and by Chalas is always Belulas. It's a Raya, that's the Tatum insists, that's the only way to do it. Keitzad Meshicha Kimin Ki, Vashar Nechel, Mai Kimin Ki, Amakana Kimin Ki Yevoni, like the key, the Greek key. Like the Greek key. I saw Avadya Batunura, he has a picture of the letter C, an inverse letter C. But on the thing, the alphabet you sent, there's no such letter.
C the other way around to what we do.
A C, the other way around, an inverse letter C.
The open of the C for faces.
Yeah, but I looked in the alphabet he sent yesterday, and there's no such letter.
In the Greek
alphabet, there's no such letter, unless I didn't notice it.
I don't remember such a letter.
Anyway, so I don't know. Maybe ancient Greek is different than modern Greek.
I think they mentioned some in the footnote that there is a bit of a difference.
Yeah, oh, okay. Ton. I'm sure he does. Tell them what we learned. Mincha bo machze chalas and machze the kikin. According to Rav Shimon, we learned before that you don't have to give them all. Remember the papa always said you have to be all, you know, either all, you have a choice. You can kick in thin wafers for the chalas, but you can't mix. Rav Shimon says, no, you can have half and half. Says the Gemara. Is when we mincha bo machta chal kikin, maybe you bring loik shemes. You bring one. What do you do? Because you have your hidden meshicha and your belula. You bring one log of oil. The chetzei you divide in half. Chet to the chalas, half goes to the chalas. The chet to the kikin. When it comes to the chalas, what do you do with that half of the log of oil? Boil it. You mix it together. When it comes to the kikin, what do you do with that half a log of oil? Is moishchin you spin on top. Umoishich, and then the bray says umoishich es a rokik al pnei kulei. Our Mishnah says you only do like the letter key. Here it says you smear the entire top. In other words, you really cover it with oil the entire top. Argument number one. Number two is in our Mishnah says what do you do with the balance of the oil? You give it over to the kohenim. Here it says v'shar hashemen, and then you left over oil from the wafers. Marzir lechalos. You put it back in the chalos. You mix it together with the chalos. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Rav Shimon, 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 he said like our Mishnah, you smear on your letter key, the Greek letter key, and the rest of the oil you give to the Kayanim. Tan Yiland elsewhere, the kikin haboyin, bifnei atzmon elsewhere, the kikin that come on its own, maybe we, loy shemen, you bring a log of oil, a moishchen, and you smear. It's a full set of the kikins. You bring one log of oil, you smear it, you keep on smearing, so this argues against everybody, because first he says that you have to smear the oil on top, not like the letter key. You just smear on the top. But both the Mishnah and Rav Shimon ben Yehuda say there is leftover. The question is, what do you do leftover? He said, there's no leftover, you just keep on smearing. Yeah, you keep on Shimon, you like Shimon, Shimon, key. He said, no, you do the letter key. The balance of the oil goes to the kohenim. Says the Mishnah, kol ha-menochas ha-nase b'kli, any mincha that's done inside a keli, to unas p'tisa, you have to break it up afterwards, which you see later, come, you have to fold it, and so on and so forth. The muti mai, what do you mean made in a keli and not where? Amar ha-papa, the muti shtei ha-lech lech upon him. The two loaves of bread and the lechem upon him, over there, there's no p'tisa. You don't break them up, because there's no kmitza, there's no p'tisa. Shtei
ha-lechem is also baked in a form.
Shtei ha-lechem
upon him is baked in a form.
Yeah, Shtei HaLechem nevertheless is done in the Beis HaMikdash, but since it doesn't go to the Mizbeach, it goes entirely to the Kainim, so there's no Kmitza, no Ptisa.
So it's not the way the Mishnah is talking about is Kli.
That's what I'm saying, Lemute Mai, what are we coming to exclude? What doesn't have Ptisa? Things that don't go in the Keli. What doesn't go in the Keli? Shtei HaLechem and Lechem Apani. There's no Keli there. There's no keli preparing it to clay shutters. You go straight to the shtei lechem, goes straight to the oven. No, it's the tana. No, we had a machlekes before. Every other, we also had a machlekes regarding lechem aponim. What makes the shtei lechem? What makes that holy? Is it the oven, or is it when you shecht the two kvasim that makes it holy? And we had one opinion. Mekachin means mezamna. You prepare it. Tell me what we learn. It says in pasuk, pasos oisapitim, that you should break them into small pieces. So then the pasuk includes minchehi, mincha lerabbis kol hamenochas leptisa. Every mincha requires ptisa, has to be broken up. Sounds like even those menachas that are baked in the oven, not just in frying pans. Sorry.
Just chalas in other words.
Yeah, even those, everything has to be broken up.
But
the fact that you can fold it up means that it is soft. Yochosh animarbe, but even the matzahs, because all menachas has to be matzahs.
Exactly.
So it means even the matzahs were foldable, like falafel.
Because the reason that
like a pitamin.
Foldable is because we make the holes in them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's fine.
Okay, yochosh animarbe, I would have thought. Shani marbe avshtei lechem lecha ponim. I would have thought that we should also include four menachas are included also shtei lechem lecha ponim. Tam leima says pasuk. Pasuk says oisa this and not something else. What's not something else? We're excluding shtei lechem lecha ponim because they have no keli. At least in the baked there's an oven. Here's nothing. We attack to. Then it says in the pasuk we attack to ole hashemen. You should pour oil on it. Hashemen mincha. The rabbis call him menachas yitzika. We include all menachas when it comes to breaking the pieces. And we also include all menachas to this yitzika on top, the oil you smear on top. And here we're excluding the baking as well. I would have thought that even baked goods should also have that extra third oil, the yitzika. Therefore, it says the pasuk, yitzak to aleha. on these menachas, but not what? Not even, forget about the lecha parsha lechem, but not even going to have on the oven part. The oven only has two oils, the oil in addition to the keli, and then the oil you mix it together, but not the yitzika that comes in afterwards. Oitzi is a chalas, tamalim, ole ha-shemen. No, oitzi is a chalas, v'lo oitzi is a kikin. So maybe I should only exclude the chalas that there's no oil put on top. But I should not exclude the thin wafers. Maybe they should have oil on top. Because maybe Aleha is only excluding one thing. Aleha on it and not one other thing. So maybe one other thing, who said it means all the menachas that come out of the oven? Maybe it means only those menachas like the chalas, but the kikin should have that smearing. Talmud Leimer, therefore it says, mincha hi. What does that tell you? That's, so there's like a second meat. There's two meat in the pasuk, Aleha and he. One for the chalas and one for the kikin, that they are excluded from this oil on top. So the Gemara... my Talmud, how do you know which ones to exclude? You decided to exclude Minchas Matha. Maybe Emel Haitzi Minchas Kainim. Maybe it comes to exclude the Mincha that a Kain brings because it's not written together with all the Menachas. Maybe there's no Yitzika. We have two Mute in the Pasuk. That means there's one Mincha, there's two kinds. And that makes sense by an oven, because you have the thick chalas and then you have the thin wafers. So you need two miyutim to exclude both of the tzikah. But if you're talking about michas koinim, why need two miyutim for? One miyut would suffice. Eze would have a tzorish ne miyutim. Why was a michas mai for the michas baking? Okay, now what do we do? Minchas Yisrael, koifel, you fold it. Echad lishnayim, you fold it first into half. And then shnayim larba, then you fold it. It again now becomes four. Umavdil. And then you break it. And then you break it. After you fold it, now you break those folds. Because that's the kmitzat. Everyone taiches koifel means to double over. Rashi, Xavier taiches koifel means to break. So Rashi holds that's the beginning of breaking. All the slots, you know. Now when you cut,
Rashi says you break it physically.
No, Rashi seems to learn that. In other words, if you hold it very soft, yeah. But Rashi holds. If you don't like the other Rashi, it's very very soft. So when you fold it, nothing happens. Now you got to take a knife or you have to take your hands and you got to break it. According to Rashi, it's not so soft. When you fold it, it's already becoming cracks, fissures everywhere, because it's not so soft. And if you fold it again, there's more cracks. It's already half broken before you even go bite it. Because that's Rashi Taichas, Koifel's Meshaber. Not like the Taichas over here, the Ben Gershom or Rashi Koifel. Yeah, Koifel with a cuff, doubling. Rashi says Meshaber. So Rashi holds that when you're folding it, you're actually starting to break it. And Rashi here, Ben Gershom, other than the folding, is folding. Because obviously it looks like it's a machlek, it's how soft this bread was, or this mincha was.
Rationalize that it says only later on
you break it. What do you mean? No, you already started the breaking. It didn't break completely.
It says the second process, first you're folding it, kaifel.
Yeah, that's the beginning of breaking. That's the beginning of breaking. And therefore, it's very easy to break afterwards. Because once it's folded, you have all these little cracks there, you put your fingers in.
It's not physically broken in the first
time. A little bit. It's a little bit broken. It's making cracks everywhere. Not completely broken. Minchas koinim, the mincha of koinim, and mincha of koinim gets all burnt on the mezbech, and there's no real kmitzah there. Over there, koifel echad shnayim v'shnayim larba, you fold it as well, but ve'enu mavdil, you don't break it at all. You don't do ptisa because there's no kmitzah. Why do we do ptisa? Why do we break it so you can do your kmitzah? But by the mincha of a koinim, it gets all burnt on the mezbech, except Reb Shimon who says that you do kmitzah. Minchas koinam mashiach. The mincha of a kohen mashiach, we had to bring a mincha as well every day. Lahoye mekapla, didn't fold at all because the whole thing gets burnt on the mizbech. Now it's chavisik kohen gadol, which is in the morning and afternoon. Since the whole thing is mizbech, why bother even folding it? So it's different than even though mincha's kohenim also got burnt in mizbech, but that's a private carbon. So we went through the fold stage. The mincha of kainim, which is a chayiv, it's not a voluntary one, it's a chayiv, of the kain gadol, so that one there, you didn't even bother folding. Rab Shimon says, minchas kain gadol, minchas kainim, or minchas sheikh, ain't behem petisim, if nature ain't behem kemitza. He said, the mincha of kainim, and the mincha of Kohen Mashiach with no ptitsa because there's no kmitza. And here's the rule is chol shehem kmitza and ptitsa. The chulon, then he says, chulon poison kezaisin.
What's the difference between Kohen Mashiach and Kohen
Gadol? Either Kohen Gadol. Kohen Mashiach and Kohen Gadol are the same person. Because that's how he became a Kohen Gadol. They anointed him. Yeah. Sorry? Because the first Kohenim were anointed one way and the later Kohenim were anointed another way, so therefore they called them Kohen Mashiach. I don't know. In the Torah itself, we have a Kohen Mashiach, but over there it means something different. There was by the Kisaitse when he went to Muhammad, so he had different Kohenim. So the Machlek is how to understand exactly the last line of Mishnah. Chul Paisim Bezesim, that they're all. The Shimon says that when you break them down, the lowest part you break it down, or the smallest part you break them down to the Kazayis, and he's arguing to Tanakam, who gives no minimum. Or everyone agrees to this thing here that the minimum is via Kazayis. Or what the Ben Gesh learns is you kept on folding and folding. How many times do you fold? 2 to 4, 4 to 8, 8 to 16, until the folds are now the size of a kazayis. That's when you stop folding it. Yeah, there's no shear by voluntary one. No shear. Yeah.
So now you've got a piece of. So where do you start tearing now? What are you tearing now?
You wait. You don't tear anything. You finish folding until you see that every part that's on its own will be a kazayis. Yeah. You haven't broken yet. Then you put your fingers in and all the. All the parts are folded in all the folds. And you break it. Is there a picture? Oh. So you do it with your fingers. It's bread. It's not tough. You're not doing kmitza yet. First you're breaking it to pieces. Why can't you then maybe put your left hand on top? After you fold it all up, you hold it on top here, and then you take your right hand and you start going. Tell them what we learned. The Pachidim will be involved then as well. Tell them what we learned. It says, Pasas, like a pitim, you should bring the pieces. Yochel is 9 to 2. Tamalayim, pitim into a number of pieces. E pitim, yochel said, pirunim crumbs. Tamalayim, oisa. It should still be the original. Oisa, leptisim. That you don't make it into crumbs. You make it into a large piece. Okay, so minchas Yisrael, koifud echel shnaim, shnaim la'arba, umavdil, and you start separating them. Umavdil, start separating them. And minchas kainim, and minchas kainim, koim shich, koim kapla. It says in the Mishnah, the minchas kainim, koim shich, you also fold. When antanan loim a kapla, you don't fold. Omer over, ainim a kapla, bo a kapla shnaim. When it comes to the minchas koinim and so on, there's no kmitza, you just fold it into two and that's it. There's no limit. When it's voluntary carbon, there's no limit. Otherwise, we have a shear of an isarin and whatever it is, I don't know. Rab Shimon, Omer Shimon says, minchas koinim or minchas koinim Mashiach ain't ben petisa. The minchas koinim and Mashiach is no petisa. Omer Rabbi Yisrael said, we had the Gemara in Baruchis. Hai chavitza. This the way Rashi learns, it's a cooked item that you put pieces of bread inside there. According to Rabbi Tam, he holds that it's according to Tesis. He holds the chavitza is not, I mean, it's not cooked. He holds the chavitza is, it's Rabbi Chananel. He holds chavitza is basically, it's a bunch of small pieces of bread that you connect with honey or you put some kind of fats and it makes it one like a brittle or something. As the Sun's thinking about, hi chavitza, the izba pirun kezai, this is chavitza. If the bread, even though it's cooked, is still each piece is a you have lumps there, and each one is a kazayis. At least you have one kazayis. It started out as bread. You cooked it up. As long as there's the kazayisim of bread, pieces of bread inside there, you have to make a moitzi lechem naretz. But if you don't have kazayis, then you make mezainis because you changed the form. You cooked it. You took the bread that was originally baked, and now you cooked it. So therefore, you make a mezainis. How do I know that kazayis is what matters? The Tanya we learned. If a koyin was staying there, being makiv menach b'shlayim, oimid baruch shachirim kiyamanu. If the machleik is, we're talking about the Yisrael who delivers the oimid the first time in his life, sahibin shachirim, or it's a koyin, a b'teisel is a koyin, because the mishmaris is 2 days a year, that's all they work. They work very, very hard. They work one day every 24 weeks, the koyinim. So therefore, they have to make a shachirim every time they go to work. I guess the fact that they're working already deserves a shachirim. And that's what some say. Or the koyin, the first time that he's ever in his life on his job, it's a different shachirim. make it shechiganu. Not lan la achlan if the kohen.
But
Yisrael brings it, or Yisrael or Kohen
brings it.
That's right. But then it says not lan la achlan. We're talking about the kohen, so he's talking about either his own mincha. Aymer amaytzi lechem in aretz. But now we learn the kulam, because what's our mission say? In what size should it be? It should be the size of a kezayis. And a mincha is fried. A mincha is deep fried. So we're talking about it here. It's like a chavitza, right? You change the form of the piece of bread in there. And yet we say that you still make hamoitzi if it's a kezayis. How do we know kezayis? Our mission is definitely a kezayis. And here it says you make hamoitzi. So it shows that if you take bread and you cook it up, a deep fry is like cooking. And you deep fry it, like macheshes. Nevertheless, it retains the bracha, provided that each lump is a kezayis. At least one lump is a kezayis. Omer Abaye, said Abaye, if that's your horaya, what about Tanya Rabbi Shmuel? According to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer is a mefarchen that Shemazin says he argues the Mishnah. Mishnah says down to kezayis. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel holds that you could turn it back into flour. He's a hochi nami delemer ha'maitzi, takin ha'maitzi. So what do you tell me? Yes, maybe he's taki argue. Who says he agrees? V'chidem hochi nami. But Tanya, we learned elsewhere. Likit mikulan kezayis. If you collect it from the five different grains, the wheat, the spelt, and the rye, and the oats, and the barley, and you could had a full kezayis of chamed va'ochle im chamed to anush kares. Imatu adi the chodesh Pesach. What's the most question here? They're talking about real matzah. Of course, everyone agrees because I used to make hamotzi in the bench. We're talking about maybe you cooked it, you changed it. That's why the Bein Tam learns that over here. Rabbi Chanan learns that we're not talking about over here that you have chavitza to do with cooking. It's raw. You just mix it together with things. Others say no. Must be talking about that. You actually did make some kind of talking about on Pesach. You made a gekecht, a matzah brai, or whatever it is. And you still yates a matzah, even though you fried it, if you have a kazayis between five things. So, and everyone agrees to that, even Bishmol. So we see that, that hamayitzin is a kazayis, we know from Hochmai Skinner and Bishirson. No. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel Taki disagrees. He holds that, Rabbi Shmuel will agree that you make a shechiyano. How do you get a kezayis? B'she'irson, you after you made it into small little pieces into flour, you then mush them together and you bound them together. Now you remade into a kezayis. We learned. It says there what? That he ate them. When does the kohen make bench? If he ate them achil pras, the ibishi irson, he put them all together. Shachlu beboyle. That's one piece. Why did it say achlon, which sounds like a whole bunch of kram? He said achlu. Elahoch ma'askin ba'alechin gadol. We're talking about. By matzah you yoytze a kezayis matzah. Why yoytze a kezayis? I just made a rule that it has to be a kezayis if it's mixed with other things. And here lechayde, how come my matzah yoytze a kezayis matzah? Well, lechayde is not. It's not a kezayis. You know what I'm talking about? But melechem gadol. It came from a big loaf of bread. In other words, and that big loaf of bread still has a kezayis. So since this came from a big loaf of bread, it doesn't need a kezayis right here to be yaitza matzah or to be over for chametz. Mashenki by mincha, the entire mincha is broken up into pieces. There's nothing left choshev. Here you left a big enough piece of original challah that's still, or the matzah that's a kezayis in yaitza. It's a big chiddush. Yeah, you have a big matzah and you break a piece off, a bunch of pieces off, and you make the. Here, sitting here, be'en, has to be here, be'en. Yeah, so which is a big chiddush. Conclusion of the Gemara, Mahavila, Rav Sheish says if you take bread and you cook it up, or even if it is no kezayis over there, if you ate the aggregate of kezayis, you have to bench. If you to make a mitzi, even if you did your own aggregate. Once an Amar Rav Vehudi Ika Toyrisa Denam Alayu, provided that it still looks like bread. So if it turns into mush, if there's a mush, then it doesn't like Knedlach, whatever it is, then you don't have to worry about it. The crotons, if it's. Yes, if you eat crotons, for example, is a problem. If it's baked or toasted, unless you sat in the salad for 20 minutes, then it falls apart. But if it looks like a piece of bread. Sorry? Yeah, okay. And Sfadim don't make a mitzvah on matzah. Make only mezainis. Yeah.